don't know a lot of it firsthand because I was in the fourth grade. And it was done very suddenly, you know, very, but I do know some of the stories. I just knew that Dad was out nearly every night at a school board meeting, and, you know, I kept wondering why, and that was why, because it, so much of it was done so quickly and had to be, you know, so not hush-hush, but had to be meetings every night because things had to be voted on, you know. The two schools were very small, Horse Cave and Cave City, especially the high schools. And the state based the need for those schools and the money that they gave on the size of the high schools. I can't tell you right now, I've seen it in the newspaper, how many there were in each school, but it was, Cave City was smaller than Horse Cave. Neither county wanted the kids from Cave City and Horse Cave. And it's really a rather elitist thing. Most of the professionals in the county, not all, but most of them, had been in Horse Cave and Cave City, in both counties, in Horse Cave and Cave City. It wasn't completely true in Cave City because there was Glasgow, but Horse Cave's the largest town in Hart County. And the school here had always been excellent. While the county had struggled with one-room schools and a split up an approach of parents who maybe were not educated and maybe did not see the need of their children being educated. I've seen it myself working for the newspaper, going to public hearings and having people say, well, I don't want a middle school. I want my kid to come home when he finishes the sixth grade or the eighth grade and work on the farm. And so that attitude seemed to be prevalent. Plus, they didn't want Horse Cave to overwhelm the County Board of Education. And in fact, in the late 40s, before this happened, like 1948 or something, the county board had voted not to accept Horse Cave into the system.
The Hart County Board had.
And, you know, I don't know the situation in Cave City, but I was always told that the county down there did not want Cave City. And so Kenneth Sidwell, who was the superintendent of the Cave City Schools, and I guess Virgil Christian, who was maybe the superintendent, I don't remember. Anyway, Ralph Dorsey was the basketball coach here, and he and the principal of the high school, Roy Dickey Reynolds, was the principal at Cave City. And they together concocted the idea of consolidating the two schools, knowing that there'd be problems because it was two counties. It was across two counties. But, you know, the stoplights are 4 miles apart. You know, we're here. And at that time, there was farmland all along between Horse Cave and Cave City. I mean, when they'd say, oh, well, someday we'll all be one town, we'll butt up against one another, and you'll never know when you go from one to the other. We all just sort of laughed, you know. Of course, that's the way it is now. And
was this unprecedented to have a school system across county lines?
It was, and they knew it. There were all sorts of problems. There was a tax problem, spending tax money raised in one county in the other county, which essentially you were going to be doing. And there was no way to keep that kind of money apart. It would have taken a real accountant to do that. And schools are supposed to teach. They're not supposed to, you know, be nitpicking with money like that. And you know, there were other problems. There were problems of, you know, where are we going to put people. If we put the schools together, then if we form a school, then all of the high school has to be together, and you know, room, where are you going to, logistics, and they had, each district had one bus at that time. So there, you know, there were all sorts of problems, but they overcame them, and the schools were consolidated in 1950. The high school was brought to Horse Cave because this was the larger building, and there were two buildings up here. The junior high went to Cave City, and the first six grades, the little fellows, as they said, were kept in their hometowns. And, you know, it began working well. I was in the fifth grade, suddenly the, you know, I went to Caverna instead of Horse Cave. That's the only way I knew the difference. Tom, my brother, was in junior high. He was starting the seventh grade, and so he went to Cave City, and he thought he was a big Ike because he got to ride the bus. And we still had just the two buses, and they transported students once, you know, from everybody got to the school in their town to be transported. And the high school kids came up here, and the junior high kids went down there.